New York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. And hi, how are you? Happy Tuesday to you on this December 5th, year of our Lord, 2017. My name is Tom Sullivan. And yesterday, oh man, I was moaning about the fact, I'm scraping the barrel here. I don't have a lot to talk about. Today, the show will be 5 hours long. Or more. Not really. Because we've got at least 5 hours worth of material. So it's hard to think just exactly where to start. We've got the Mueller credibility question to go over. Huge fires in Southern California. The gay cake, wedding cake, heard in the Supreme Court today. John Conyers, Bitcoin. I mean, there's a lot to go over. So let's start. Let's get underway. If I talk fast, maybe we can get it all in. The Wall Street Journal editorial board wrote a big piece, Mueller's credibility problem. The special counsel is stonewalling Congress and protecting the FBI. There's another Wall Street Journal story. Mueller reassigned top aide on Russia probe after anti-Trump text. We just learned moments ago that Catherine Herridge over at Fox News got this information that the number two lawyer on the Mueller investigation team, a guy by the name of Andrew Weissman, sent a glowing, loving, wonderful note to Sally Yates the day that she got fired by Donald Trump, which says there is an anti-Trump bias there. We've got Mueller going after Donald Trump's financial records, specifically at Deutsche Bank. Subpoena earlier from the special counsel's office relating to the German bank's business with Donald Trump. This is where Donald Trump, months ago, I don't know if it was him or spokesman from the White House, but the word was, if he goes into Donald Trump's personal business, that's a red line. And with that red line, if he crosses that red line, he could be fired. He may be fired. He didn't say he will be fired. But so now Mueller has clearly crossed that red line. So now the question is, what will Donald Trump do? Will he fire the special counsel, Robert Mueller? There are more anti-Trump messages reportedly sent by members of Mueller's team. The quote is, a lot more is going to be coming out. So this was talked about early on. This was talked about very early on about the fact that, oh my gosh, have you seen the list of the attorneys that he's appointed? They're all big, you know, very high-powered, experienced lawyers, most of them from the Justice Department, some of them from the private law firm world. But the question was, oh, all these guys, there's all these people, and they've contributed to Hillary's campaign, and they're Democrats, and how can they possibly do a fair investigation? So all this is culminating right now, and I've got to ask you to you know, be a little cautious here, because for most of us, we can easily remember there was Patrick Fitzgerald going after Scooter Libby. That never really got the microscope treatment that happened during Bill Clinton and the Whitewater investigation and Ken Starr. And Ken Starr, one of the techniques that the Clintons used was the scorched earth policy that they did for not only the women who accused Bill Clinton of misbehavior, but it was also to go after Ken Starr and to discredit Ken Starr. I mean, to just rip him to shreds. So one of the strategies is to go after the special prosecutor. The question becomes, is it legitimate or is it politically motivated? And that's where I leave it for you to listen to the facts and make up your own mind. But there's no question. I don't think we can have a debate about the fact that a lot of it, maybe all of the lawyers on Bob Mueller's special counsel team are Democrats or lean left or pro-Hillary or have donated to Democrats or to the Democrat Party. So then the question becomes, all right, fine. So they're all a bunch of lefties, they're all a bunch of Democrats, and they're out to hang Trump. They're out to get him. They're out to throw him out of office. They don't like this guy. Well, a lot of people don't like the guy. So the question becomes a couple of questions. One is are they biased politically? Yes. Are they biased in their work as officers of the court? Can they do their job without any preconceived goal of trying to come to some particular conclusion? Prosecutors are supposed to not make up their mind until they get all the facts and decide whether or not to prosecute. So they're in that role right now of trying to gather the facts and decide who to prosecute and for what. So then the other question, the other big part of this question is, how do you find a special prosecutor? How do you find your local prosecutor? How do you find any prosecutor who does not have a political bias? So let's say we get rid of all these. Trump fires Mueller, which would create a huge problem, I think, because it would make the president look like, well, he's really guilty of something. He's hiding something. But he may do it because you don't know. Donald Trump does stuff that nobody can usually figure out in advance. So is it if you get rid of every one of them and you go out there and you get it, because I saw somebody wrote an article today about they need to fire Mueller and everybody else and get a special prosecutor to investigate the FBI. Okay, who's that going to be? And why don't you go get a bunch of Republicans? I know there's got to be Republican lawyers out there that are prosecutors. I'm sure there's Republican lawyers in the Department of Justice. I don't know if they're 10% or 90% or 50%. I don't know. But there's got to be some real professional lawyers in the Department of Justice and in the private sector that would be more than happy to work on this case that are from the right side of the ideological aisle. Interpretation, in other words, they're Republicans. All right. So now you have a bunch of Republicans. No matter what you do, this is where I'm going with all this. No matter what you do, if you leave Mueller in place and all of the lawyers that work for him that have donated to Hillary and donated to Democrats, if you leave them in place and they fire up more indictments than they have already done with General Flynn and Papadopoulos and so forth, and going after Manafort. If they're going higher, let's say they get Donald Trump, let's say they get the president, well, people will be, they're already screaming, but I think they will be screaming even louder about how it's a kangaroo court. This was people that were out to get the president. They were out to, no matter what, they were going to bring him down, and they kept digging and digging and digging until they could find something somewhere, somehow, that they could go after him on, something in his bank account. So there will be all the questions forever about, was the investigation of Donald Trump legitimate? It's already questioned, but if they go higher and for some reason they're able to get Donald Trump, that's going to be the question that will be asked forever in history. On the other side of the aisle, so you get rid of all those lefties and you get yourself a bunch of righties, a bunch of Republican DOJ lawyers. And they go in and they do not indict anybody else. and they leave it at General Flynn, and they don't go near Donald Trump, then everybody on the left and the anti-Trumpsters will all be yelling, this was a kangaroo court. They were already decided they weren't going to go after him. This is all a setup. It's prosecutorial misconduct. So the bottom line here, what I'm asking you is, how do you find an independent counsel that is truly independent, that is not a Democrat, that is not a Republican, has never met a Democrat or Republican, has never contributed to a Democrat or Republican, has never shaken hands with a Democrat, nothing. I don't know if that person exists. I don't know if they exist. So then you go to the fact that Mueller is now looking at Donald Trump's bank accounts over at Deutsche Bank. We're not talking about a checking account, folks. We're talking about loans of hundreds of millions of dollars, because that's the kind of money that Donald Trump uses when he's building skyscrapers and golf courses and so forth. So you get involved with that. Deutsche Bank, however, has been in trouble and has been fined, I'll have to look it up, a few years back for laundering foreign money, including Russian money. Aha! That's it. So what they're doing over at Deutsche Bank, I don't know, but the subpoena requests documents and data about Donald Trump's accounts and other dealings tied to his relationship with his particular bank. According to the Wall Street Journal, the bank has lent more than $300 million to affiliates of Donald Trump. And Mueller is supposed to be looking just at the Russia. Did they interfere with the election? Maybe there's a legitimate path to follow on this Deutsche Bank money, but it looks far afield at first glance. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. Do you think Mueller is corrupt? Yes or no? 855-295-6600. Your phone calls coming up next.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
So Byron York from the Washington Examiner was asked this morning if he thought that the FBI, in response to the Wall Street Journal saying that Mueller has a credibility problem, Byron York, what do you think?
As far as these heavily politicized investigations are concerned, yes, they do. Peter Strzok seems to be a figure who's popped up in all of these, and not only the Hillary Clinton probe and not only the Mueller probe, but you have to remember the FBI started its investigation, its counterintelligence investigation into the Trump-Russia affair in the summer of last year of 2016, went on for almost a year before Mueller was appointed, and Peter Strzok was part of that too. So in terms of these politicized investigations, yes.
Yeah, so he thinks, yes, there's a credibility problem. And this Peter Strzok, he was the guy who last summer, he was considered to be one of the top best counterintelligence FBI guys out there. And now we're finding out that Strzok was caught in an extramarital affair with an FBI lawyer. And the affair was problematic enough, but so was the fact that they were found to have exchanged anti-Trump, pro-Hillary Clinton text messages. And it gets bizarre because Strzok, a top guy in the Mueller group, worked for James Comey, so deeply involved in the Clinton investigation. He's the guy who interviewed Cheryl Mills and Uma Abedin. He was present when Hillary was interviewed on that weekend. He was also the one who changed Comey's wording that concluded that Hillary was grossly negligent in handling classified emails, which those words, grossly negligent, would lead to, could trigger criminal liability. He changed it so that Comey said extremely careless instead of grossly negligent. This is all important in the legal world. And it allowed her to escape prosecution entirely. So he was involved with Hillary's investigation, with Cheryl Mills, with Huma Abedin, with interviewing Michael Flynn. This guy's been everywhere. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Dee in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Hello, Dee. Ah. Went to her, and she the phone hung up. Don in Saginaw, Michigan. Hello, Don. Welcome.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. Yeah,
Tom, this whole investigation is tainted to all get out now. This Peter Strzok and Mueller hiding it from Congress for the reason that he got rid of them in the first place and stonewalling. I mean, this whole investigation is just totally turned on its head. And it's a complete, total political bias investigation against the president. And they're going to do anything they can, even if they have to manufacture something out of thin air to come up with something against the president. And they got unlimited resources. This 20-year, going back 20 years into the president's bank records, that ain't about Russia collusion at all.
Well, that was the goal, but you've heard it. Everybody's reported it for years. Special prosecutors, Patrick Fitzgerald, Ken Starr, this guy, doesn't matter. They have unlimited resources, and they can dig and dig and dig until they find a crime. They'll find something. If they investigated you or me, they would find something. They're not going to quit until they do.
The crime is the fake dossier they got this investigation going on in the first place with. That dossier was proven fake, and they used that to go after the president, knowing full well that it was not true.
Right, and
so
that's the question.
Yeah.
Did they go before the judge and get the FISA warrant, knowing that it was false? And I don't know if we're ever going to know the answer to that. They can easily say, oh, no, we thought this was, I don't know. But, so what happens? Just shut it down? Because the question then becomes, well, because I'm still puzzled over why did Flynn lie to the FBI if there was nothing illegal in what he did? It doesn't pass my smell test.
Well, that part doesn't, I agree, but there's just nothing over 1 year through all congressional hearings that have brought up any evidence that the president told Flynn to talk to the Russians before the election.
Yeah.
They can't find it nowhere.
No.
This is getting to be almost a pathetic situation, and it's got to stop.
Well, it may. We don't know when it's going to stop. That's the other problem. Don, I always appreciate your call. We'll take a short break and be right back.
He likes it when you talk back. Tom Sullivan.
Yes, I do. And we're talking about the fact that everybody and their brother is writing a piece about Robert Mueller and his credibility problem. And that I remind you that that was what they did against Patrick Fitzgerald, but especially against Ken Starr, was go after the special prosecutor and make it so that whatever they find, nobody will believe whatever they had to say. Well, Ken Starr kept going and going and going from a Whitewater investigation on a financial transaction involving the Clintons and a real estate deal to where they got involved in Paula Jones and Bill Clinton lined before a federal judge, on to impeachment. It went. Nobody ever stopped to ask again about whether Ken Starr was credible or not. They tried to ruin him. But he survived that. So the question is, are they trying to ruin Mueller? And yet he has a staff that is heavy on the people that have contributed to Democrats, contributed to Hillary's campaign. I'm sorry. I think it's one of those where if you're a Department of Justice lawyer, you should not be contributing to anybody's campaign. Because these are the questions that come up. You can get my phone number, my email address, links to my Twitter account, the podcast, all of that is on my website, which is TomSullivan.com. And I got an email from Brad who says, isn't Mueller, I thought Mueller was a Republican. Should we replace him with a Democrat? Brad, you're absolutely right. And that, thank you for reminding me. Robert Mueller is a Democrat. He's a Republican. He was appointed by George W. Bush to be the FBI director. He was given a two-year extension by President Obama, making him the longest-serving FBI director since Hoover. But he is and has long been a registered Republican. So should we replace him with a Democrat? Can you find a nonpartisan special prosecutor? The special prosecutor role creates all kinds of problems. Ed McMahon, national security attorney, he says people in the FBI, they have political biases just like everybody else.
It's not good for the FBI, which holds itself up as a paragon of virtue, where there's no political motivations and we just follow the facts, that's all. And everybody knows that's not the case. The FBI is an organization of human beings with political interests, political calculations, and of course that happens.
Yeah, of course it does, especially those that are assigned to Washington. Washington is a big political town. You can't help but breathe politics in that town. Mike Huckabee chimed in on this and said, the FBI does not get to live, though. They may have their biases, but they don't get to live by different rules than everyone else.
It goes back to the point. People don't want two sets of rules, one for those in power, one for those who aren't. And when the FBI says, we're not going to answer questions of Congress, well, let me ask you something. Sandra, if you get brought in before the FBI, are you going to be able to say, you know, I'm going to take that Peter Strzok rule. I'm going to take the Bob Mueller approach. I'm just not going to answer your calls. I'm not going to answer your letters. I'm not going to answer a summons. I just don't want to talk to you guys. No, it doesn't work like that. And if there's no accountability to the elected representatives of Congress, then we've lost this republic for sure. This is an arrogant and outrageous act of defiance on the part of the highest levels in the FBI, and it's an affront to the good and decent men and women of the FBI who serve out there in the ranks. They don't deserve this. They deserve better leadership, and there needs to be a house cleaning. I hope Jeff Sessions will start it today.
But Mike, the problem is they did a house cleaning. Donald Trump fired Jim Comey. They brought in, Donald Trump approved of and Sessions approved of, they found Christopher Wray, who's the new FBI director. And it's a Trump appointee. So cleaning house, I mean, he's got his own guy in there. What's he waiting for? Phone number is 855-295-6600. There's Dee in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Hi, Dee.
I'm sorry about that. I hit the wrong button.
That's all right.
But what I wanted to say was I don't think you're going to find either side is going to be unhappy with whatever outcome. This could possibly be the trigger of a civil war if they were to do anything to Trump. And I think this whole thing has been a farce because they lost from the word go. And yeah, they might find something with money, whatever, but he has crossed the line in this. This is the bank and getting documents from the bank. He has no business doing that. That has nothing with the original quest that he was sent on.
They never follow the original goal. They go wherever they want.
I know it. If it were up to me, if I were queen for the day, I'd lock them all up. Start fresh. I'm sick of both sides. I'm sick of all the corruption, of all the special treatment by the alleged fooling around. You know, they're supposed to be grown-ups, not having all, you know, not one rule for one, like Mike Huckabee was saying. He was right on the mark with that. It's disgusting. And showing this to our kids, if any of our kids wanted to grow up and run, I would say, hell no. Don't you dare run. It's only scumbags run as far as I'm concerned now. And I think it's absolutely atrocious that this is happening. And the only way you're going to get somebody to be a fair outsider.
How do you get that person? Who is that? Who is that?
Draft people from other countries.
I don't want somebody from another country in here.
I don't either, but that's the only way you're going to get it. I mean, either side, like I said in the beginning, is going to be unhappy. And if they do something to Trump, that's going to be the start of a civil war because he's the outsider, not the insider. He got elected without any special fancy degrees or whatever. Yeah, he's crude. Yes, he's rude. That's why he got elected. People are sick and tired of it.
Right.
So we sent a message. We said we're fed up with the crap that's going on. And he might not run again. He might not win the second election. But that's why he was elected.
Yep.
That's the bottom line.
Yep.
And the
Democrats are
hypocrites. As much as the Republicans are.
Well, yes. No. There's hypocrisy to share with everybody. The problem is the left and the anti-Trumpers have never figured out how this guy got elected. They're still baffled by it. And
They never will.
I know they never will. They come from a different thought process. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they do. They think that, like, Karl Rowe has brought it to question, you know, and analyze it. Since when has any of his people won?
Well, we'll see what happens in 2020 when all this comes back around again for everybody to make another decision. Dee, I appreciate your call, as always. Let's talk to Ken in California. Ken, hi. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great. You think you can find an independent prosecutor?
It'd be hard. You just have to get somebody that thinks they're a prosecutor just getting out of school, I guess. I don't know.
Well, Mueller has all these, everybody's going, oh, this guy is the most honorable. Oh, we think the world of him. He appoints all these people that are lefties, and yet he's a righty. He's a Republican. He fires the guy, Strzok, over his shenanigans. That makes him look more independent or not?
Yeah, I would think so. But the question I really have, you know, here you have a guy that's a prosecutor and he is checking into wrongdoing. Now, as he's checking into wrongdoing and he finds that somebody else has done wrong, would you think he would bring it up, or he just let it slide?
Yeah, you would think it's like if a policeman is looking for a murderer and sees somebody blow a stop sign, do they stop the person blowing the stop sign? I don't know what he's. I think people would prefer that he stay with the goal. I got to take a break, but Ken, I appreciate the call.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
All right, you can follow me on Twitter, the address at Sullivan Radio. What do we got here? Gags of Gaming says, Ken Starr was a hardcore right winger, yet the reason he was able to get Clinton was because he lied under oath. As the Menendez trial indicates, prosecution of politicians all based on facts, not hyperbole and mouth-breathing based on someone's right or left views. Thomas Palermo. Tomas, you've got a comment that I see a lot. I got an email from, I believe it was Bob, who was talking about the fact that, there it is, Bob White, says, problem is, and Bob was a former law enforcement officer, problem is special prosecutors supposed to investigate a crime. There was never a crime shown they were investigating. This is nothing but a political witch hunt. What special prosecutors are not to be used for. I think Flynn lied because he was asked about specific conversations and may have thought he was not supposed to talk about those topics. Probably did not know they had transcripts. He should know. If anybody, Flynn would know. He was the head of the Defense Intelligence Agency. But back to Tomas, he says, He says, I lost it. Twitter feed keeps moving on me here. But he's talking about the same thing, going, well, there wasn't a crime. Well, that's why you have an investigation. You have investigators to go out and see if there was a crime committed. The question is, are they going to be coming up with, did they get to the end of the road with Flynn? Did they charge him with lying because that's all they got? They got nothing else. That's as good as it's going to get. Or did they charge him with lying as opposed to a bunch of other crimes that he could have gone to jail for 60 years? I heard one report the other day. And so this is to get him to flip and go after people high up in the administration, including the president. We don't know. We're still waiting for Mueller to fish or cut bait. Boner, do you think his credibility is ruined? Kellyanne Conway says the president, this Peter Strzok, president's very worried about that particular FBI agent.
The president has also said that we need an FBI that's objective, and he's very concerned to think that any type of investigation was compromised. The revelation that an FBI agent had to be reassigned or taken out of this particular investigation because he was anti-Trump in his text and had interviewed General Flynn and was more favorable toward Hillary Clinton when she was being questioned. That's very troubling for any American who knows justice should be blind and our FBI should be independent.
Yeah, but they're FBI agents and they're not independent. I know they claim to be, but they've got their biases. They're people. They're people first and agents second. Chris Coons, senator from Delaware, Democrat, he said, well, Mueller had to make Strzok get demoted down to clerk's job in HR because he needed to make sure that his investigation remained unbiased.
Well, what I think strengthens the credibility of Robert Mueller individually and the investigation he's leading is that we know in an instance where there was some suggestion of bias by a critical agent, it was investigated, it was dealt with, and he was dismissed. So this isn't something that is hanging out there as an unresolved issue. It's something that Robert Mueller, when he became aware of it, is reported to have acted decisively to remove any potential interference or bias in his ongoing investigation, and I find that reassuring.
All right. He may find it reassuring, but here is a list of the people on Mueller's special counsel, investigators. Let me give you this. This is Andrew Weissman, who we told you about, the number two guy, who wrote the letter to Sally Yates. Say, boy, I'm right there with you. You know, we love you. He also gave $2,300, which is the maximum, to President Obama's first presidential campaign in 2008. And he also gave $2,000 to the Democratic National Committee in 2006. I would say he's a Democrat. Jeannie Rhee. As one of the investigators, she donated $5,400 to Hillary Clinton in 2015 and 2016. The records show she gave $2,500 each to Obama for America and Obama Victory Fund in 2012 and 11. Another one, Andrew Goldstein. Goldstein contributed a combination of $3,300 to President Obama's campaigns in 2008 and 2012. I'd say he's a Democrat. Greg Andrus, Federal Election Commission records show that Andrus had donated $2,700 to Kristen Gillibrand, the Democrat from New York. I'd say he's a Democrat. James Quarles donated thousands of dollars to the campaigns of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, also donated money to other Democrats, including friends of Chuck Schumer. Lengthy donation history going back years, did donate to two Republicans over the years, however. Elizabeth Preloger, former law clerk to Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Elena Kagan, gave $250 to Hillary Clinton in 2016. She gave $500 to Obama for America and Obama Victory Fund. Brandon Van Grack gave small amounts to Act Blue, an effort to raise money for Democrats. Rush Atkinson donated $200 to Clinton's campaign in 2016. Kyle Freeney gave $300 to Obama. 2008 gave $250 to Obama. So not a lot of big money. These are government lawyers. I think they should be prohibited from making political donations. Because it looks bad. And I presume they are good Democrats that lean left. How do you get, and this is where Mueller maybe will have to redo his investigative team and bring in some clear right side of the aisle investigators, people that are Republicans, donate to Republicans, whatever you like, to get some balance so that he, if he is going to ever have any credibility, can say, look it, before we finish this whole thing, we came up with this, this, and this, but we had 50% Republican, 50% Democrat. So he's a Republican, but come on. Appearance is everything. Everything. Gene in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Gene. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, thank you, sir, for having me. Look, Mueller is Comey's boy. Comey and Trump have problems. And this is even deeper than we ever even imagined. And had Donald Trump not won the presidency, we would have never known about any of this and how corrupt it is. When you have somebody that's on the first of all, why does the FBI think that they're above the law and don't fall under the same rules as everybody else does? When Congress is asking them for stuff and they're stonewalling, right, and everything that comes out is clearly what they blamed the Republicans for, was clearly aimed at the Democrats and the Democrats doing. And Democrats like Joy Behar and The View, who might as well be doing the investigation, people who act like that are silly because they don't realize these FBI people don't care about them either.
We've only got 20 seconds. Is his credibility ruined? Is he going to be able to salvage it?
Shot.
Okay. I got it. We'll be right back.